President Bush says he'll sign the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill into law. The Senate gave final congressional approval to the measure yesterday, but now comes a court battle and perhaps a landmark decision from the Supreme Court on political money and the Constitution. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
For a full year, the White House avoided any suggestion that President Bush would veto the bill, a package of reforms that most of his party was fiercely fighting against. Last night, the president made it official. He called the bill flawed in some areas, and it may not meet several of the five reform principles he laid out last year. But he said it's still an improvement worth signing. With the not-so-subtle signals that the president would sign whatever Congress passed, the White House undercut Senate opposition to the bill. Yesterday afternoon, Arizona Republican John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold stopped a half-hearted GOP attempt to stall the measure in debate. The vote on final passage was 60-40. McCain and Feingold had been shepherding, adjusting, and tweaking their bill for almost 7 years. But as hard-fought and protracted as the battle has been up to now, both sides have always said this is just round one. Here's Texas Republican Phil Graham on the Senate floor.
This bill is as blatantly unconstitutional as any bill which has ever been written, any bill which has ever been adopted by the Congress of the United States.
The bill's authors have been mindful of arguments like that and of a decidedly mixed record for campaign finance laws that do go to court. A landmark decision in 1976, known as Buckley v. Vallejo, shaped today's crazy quilt system, which regulates contributions but not spending and covers some political ads but not others. Senator Feingold.
We have had one eye on the eventual court challenge ever since we started this process. This bill has been carefully crafted to take account of the Supreme Court's decisions in this area. Can I guarantee that every provision will survive a court challenge? Of course not. But I can tell you that we have done our very best to design these reforms in a constitutional manner.
So even as the Federal Election Commission, or FEC, starts writing regulations to enforce the new law, the constitutional challenge may be working its way toward the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, has managed the opposition in the Senate for years. Yesterday, he repeated a longstanding pledge to be the lead plaintiff.
The previous landmark case was Buckley against Vallejo. I expect this one will be McConnell versus the FEC.
And he expects to be joined by allies from his legislative coalition, which has included such liberal groups as the AFL-CIO and American Civil Liberties Union.
We'll be going to court soon. We'll have an announcement on what I believe will be an exciting legal team representing both the right and the left in the very near future. And hopefully, you never know what happens when you go to court, but hopefully we'll be able to remedy the most egregious provisions by getting them struck down.
Several of the bill's provisions are ripe for constitutional challenge. The most vulnerable section may be the new restraints on fundraising for interest group campaign ads. A group could run political ads during campaign season only if it financed them with small-dollar disclosed contributions. As far back as the Buckley case, the Supreme Court has refused to regulate the content of these so-called issue ads. McCain and Feingold say the money behind issue ads ought to be regulated the same way as campaign contributions, because those ads tend to be the nastiest in any race. McCain said the high court might sympathize after it hears about ads like those already running in the South Dakota Senate race.
And you know, the Supreme Court lives in an ivory tower, but not completely. What are we seeing in South Dakota today? We are seeing a flood of negative ads, attack ads against each other, to the point where both Senate candidates have tried to sit down and figure out some way to stop it.
The bill takes effect only after this year's elections. But until the Supreme Court rules, life could be difficult for political money managers looking ahead to the next round of presidential and congressional campaigns. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.